咁如果係咁，我哋進入咧今日議程最主要嗰個項目就係第三項咧，係包括有過咗去嘅第三階段公眾參與過程嘅報告，咁同埋由於嗰個報告引申起咧，就個PODP 啊，即係初步發展大綱圖嘅修訂啊。咁呢一項嘅議程咧，就會係今日我哋主要討論嘅主題啊。咁、那個修訂咗個初步發展大綱圖咧，就喺上星期咧，就我哋喺傳媒嗰度見到，即係應該已經喺公眾就政府向公眾發表咗嘅。咁、因為呢個係規劃署做呢個規劃檢討裏面一路嗰個工作啊。咁、大家如果有留意，琴日咧都喺城規會嗰度，即、就、係、是、規劃署向城規會去發布咗呢個大綱圖，去介紹咗城規會亦都有咗一啲嘅討論嘅。咁所以我哋今次咧就會將呢、這個修訂嘅初步發展大綱圖，同埋咧係上一個階段嗰、那個結果咧，咁大家一齊合併咁樣去討論啊。咁、那個討論嘅方式咧就係、首先顧問公司咧佢同埋規劃署啦，佢哋就會介紹一下第三階段嗰、那個公眾參與結果，同埋咧引致到今次修訂嗰個新嘅圖。咁然後我哋大家先嚟再聽咗呢個簡介，然後再討論啦。咁但係呢個簡介咧，我就建議係咁樣做，我哋就先請即係規劃署睇下有冇一個總嘅大綱咁樣講幾句啦，阿關生。然後咧就佢哋會有一個PowerPoint 嘅。不過講個 PowerPoint 之前咧，我建議咧大家就不如咧係企起身去睇下個模型啊。咁我哋請顧問公司咧就去同我哋喺實地現場啊，即係個模型嗰度啊，現場嗰度同我哋去簡介幾點，即係主要嘅內容，等我哋可以睇一睇先，即係 visually 你望一望啊，然後我哋先至去聽嗰個 PowerPoint 嘅講解。咁大家即係印象咧，就希望可以比較深刻一啲，一陣間可以掌握到嗰啲主題咧更加準確啊。咁所以即係換句話講，我哋先請關生講幾句啦，或者如果關生講幾句，然後咧就即係規劃署或者顧問公司幫我哋去現場啊，即係模型現場講解，然後就再聽嗰個 PowerPoint。
係
先嚟關生先啦。
係好多謝主席。正如主席所講啦，我哋今次嗰個文件咧就主要係分咗兩部分嘅。第一部分咧就向呢個小組委員會咧匯報翻我哋第三階段嗰個公眾參與活動嗰個結果。咁第二部分咧就係、是、我哋將一份修訂咗嘅初步發展大綱圖咧，就呈交俾呢個小組委員會咧，就作出討論嘅。咁就我哋嗰個規劃檢討咧，就第三階段公眾參與活動咧，就喺6月23日咧就正式展開咗噶。咁就為期兩個月噶。咁喺呢段時間裏邊咧，我哋就住嗰個初步發展大綱圖咧，就廣泛咁樣諮詢咗即係公眾人士啦。咁我哋都舉辦咗四個公眾嘅論壇啦，諮詢咗20個有關嘅團體同埋組織啊。咁就公眾嘅反應咧係十分之熱烈嘅。咁就除咗喺唔同嘅場合向我哋表達佢哋嘅意見同埋建議之外咧，我哋都收到咗230份嘅書面意見書嘅。咁就市民關注嗰、那個地方咧，就包括咗連接嘅問題啦，就嗰、那個即係同舊區嘅連接嘅問題啦，嗰、那個交通嘅問題咧，特別係咧就係、是、一個環保嘅交通系統嘅問題啦，車廠嘅位置嘅問題啦，同埋呢個跑道上嘅發展啊，咁各種嘅問題咁樣噶。咁就我哋經過詳細嘅考慮同埋研究之後咧，就為咗回應市民嘅訴求咧，就喺今次嗰個修訂嘅發展大綱圖咧，作出咗有啲主要嘅修訂嘅。咁就包括咗咧，第一我哋喺規劃上咧，就係、是、保留咗一啲彈性咧，就話將來咧就建議興建一個環保嘅交通系統，就連接啟德同埋鄰近嗰個地區嘅。咁另外一方面咧，對於連接九龍城新蒲崗土瓜灣同埋九龍灣各方面咧，我哋都加強咗嗰、那個連接嘅。咁第二方面咧，就 我哋咧就建議將嗰個沙中線嘅車廠咧搬去其他地方啊，嚟改善咗啟德地區同埋九龍城嗰個連接，亦都改善嗰度嘅區，嗰區嗰個空氣流通嘅。咁第三方面咧，我哋咧就係喺規劃上咧預留咗彈性咧，如果將來有需要咧，喺跑道嘅中段咧，可以咧就興建郵輪碼頭第三個泊位嘅。咁就基於以上嗰、那個修訂咧，同埋其他嘅考慮咧，我哋就作咗有啲土地用途嗰個修訂嘅，咁啊一間咧，我哋顧問公司嘅同事咧就會詳細向大家解釋嘅啦。咁我哋喺琴日咧，亦都係將我哋個修訂嘅發展大綱圖咧，就呈交咗俾城規會考慮，咁亦都收到佢哋嘅意見。咁我哋咧就會根據修訂咗個發展大綱圖咧，就會稍後時間咧就修訂我哋嘅法定分區計劃大綱圖。如果獲得咗城規會嘅同意咧，就會正式展開咗呢個法定嘅規劃程序㗎啦。多謝主席。
好多謝關生。咁跟住咧就請問係咪顧問公司幫我哋介紹啊？係好，咁就請阿孫生，或者就請大家委員咧就移步去個模型嗰度啊。咁啊，孫生同我哋講一講先啊。
喂。Let me introduce some major change of the PODP. As mentioned by Mr. Guan, we pay a lot of the effort to enhance the connectivity of our the Kai Tak development area with the surrounding area. We also have take on board some public opinion on this area. For example, the connection between Kwun Tong and the one-way chip, and also the some suggestion to include an environmentally friendly rail-based transport system in the Kai Tak area. We understand that this kind of proposal involves a lot of technical matter or feasibility issue. We need to look into that in further detail after we conclude the PODP. Let me just introduce some preliminary thinking of the so-called monorail system. It will form a loop basically within our within the Kai Tak planning area, connecting the one-way chip, the tourism and entertainment node, and along the one-way bassin, then we make use of this existing taxiway bridge to connect the monorail to the South Apon area. There's some promenade development as well as a proposed commercial development here, which involves some private land, and then the monorail system will go through the future promenade, which is existing at PCWA in this Kwun Tong Typhoon Shelter area, and link back to the Kwun Tong public pier, ferry pier here. Okay, this is basically a loop. And we also have a linear connection from here back through the Metro Park, then also go alongside with the stadium development and link back to the station square where the SCL K-Tap station is located here. Also, we have preliminary look into there's still some further possibility to connect this railway system back to the Current Bay, also the Outer Court and Kwun Tong MTR station, but it is outside our study area, so we just have some preliminary thinking on this, and it has not been included here, I think. Yeah. And this is basically this connection, and we will also enhance the concept of the so-called the underground shopping street, or with a bolder concept, underground city. In our previous PODP, we proposed some underground linkage with shopping facility right here, connecting the old Kowloon City to the Liu Kai Tak area. This concept is quite welcomed by the public. Some organizations even propose a bigger scale of this kind of facility. So in our PODP, we basically make use of this commercial development over here and there, and we will suggest that this commercial development, their basement, will be connected together with this proposed subway street. And also this subway street will provide two other connections underground. One is some sample con connecting to the factory site, and other is the Olympic Park right here. So that all this underground facility or shopping connection can all be linked back to the SEL Caltex station. This is another, we pay a lot of effort on this to enhance the connection here. And also for Tokwa 1, we'll enhance the connection along the waterfront, so and also some a great connection so that the residents here can be easily go to the new stadium sport area of the new Caltex seamlessly. And also for the Kowloon Bay here, we're proposing a footbridge linkage. I think right here, maybe the water cannot show it. Sorry about this. It will be connected to the private suggestion of a footbridge network system connecting to the Kowloon Line station to the new Megabox development, and we'll connect it directly so that it will become an overall footbridge network linking back to the Caltex station. For the development, we have some major change here. SEL depot. The depot, we assume that it will go to other side so that we can have more flexibility or more room for our own development. And we can also address some major public concern on the air ventilation or whistle impact of the depot development to the old, relatively low-rise existing development in current city. We propose some commercial development here, but the density is, we keep it quite low with some gap between the buildings, no podium, so that we can ensure that the air ventilation can be maintained at a good condition. And here we will have some residential development also aligned with some pedestrian street aligned to the prevailing wind so that the wind coming from the southeast can go into the inland area. And we also propose some kind of mixed-use development around the Caltex station so that we can maintain the vibrancy here, and also we can tackle some environmental noise problem with the better proper layout between a residential and commercial development in a mixed-use site. For the one-way facade, we maintain the concept to have a open space in between, but we have some modification on this. First of the modification is that we proposed a hotel bell along the waterfront or the Victoria Harbour side of the development. This row of development will be hotel. Yeah, this side, yeah. And facing back to the KTACA and the town shelter, there will be some medium to low rise density residential development. And we will enhance the facility in the promenade, in the waterfront area, inject some commercial element, retail element, so that most of the public will go through the waterfront area instead of inside it. It also match with the hotel development so that everybody can enjoy, because I think hotel development definitely will maintain some public space for enjoyment of all. And at the end of the one-way tip, we have public comment that we need to have some kind of observation tower development at the one-way tip so that people, tourists, can enjoy the beautiful harbor view here. We have some modification on this concept. Instead of an independent tower, we propose to relax the building height control of a hotel development in the tourism and entertainment node. Relax it to 200 MPD, so then observation gallery can be accommodated at a high level of this tower. We do think this can better integrate the tourist activity with the hotel development, also the cruise, and also the entertainment center here, and also those PTI, and hopefully we also have the monorail station here, so that it can be can have more compact layout in this area to for the tourist enjoyment. I think I have gone through some major item. Maybe question is welcome.
Again, there's still another PowerPoint presentation.
Yeah.
Any immediate question?
好，跟住顧問公司會再同我哋講多一點嘅細節嘅。咁唔知大家會唔會同意呢，就呢個係一個做得相當之唔錯嘅模型啊。
多謝你，
多謝你。
我係咪啊，孫先生？繼續講，
繼續啦。好，多謝主席。係，其實公眾嗰方面咧，對嗰個成個發展個規模咧，都有俾個意見嘅。普遍我估都會接受我哋當初建議個規模，咁但係當然亦有啲會覺得嚇規模會唔會太細啊？成個啟德嘅發展會唔會嗰個效益發揮唔到啊？咁亦都有啲話，即係周圍都好密咯，不如我哋嗰個發展密度再低啲，咁咪可以補足翻鄰近地區嘅需要，咁生活或者工作環境更好啲咁樣。咁其實我哋會睇翻嗰個。幾方面嗰、那個組合啦，譬如辦公室嗰方面，我哋睇翻2030嗰個策略性研究咧，其實都會睇到有個高質素嘅辦公室需求嘅。咁另外嗰個住宅發展咧，就係、是、其實我哋都冇一個指標，就係、是、純粹咧睇翻嗰個整體嘅發展啦，同埋城市設計啊、各樣交通啊、環保啊或者城市設計可唔可以配合？咁基於呢兩個主要嘅原因咧，我哋係建議維持翻原本嗰個相約嘅發展規模。這個就是現在那個已經修訂了那個 POTDP。 那個人口各方面的數目呢，如果跟上次比呢，其實都是相約的。啟德名渠進口道，公眾其實那個意見或者關注呢，其實都是很大的。究竟是否可以解決到呢不填海尤其是氣味那方面的問題啦。九龍城區議會呢其實就很確切地他有個建議，就是主張要填平個啟德名渠進口道去解決個水質問題。咁當然亦都有覺得保留返個水體呢個設計上呢可以有個特色，同埋長遠呢仍然有個機會。雖然大家都知道而家可能未短期內未必做得到，就係個水上康樂用途，希望可以喺嗰個名渠進口道嗰度做得到。咁回應返呢個方面嘅關注呢，其實呢我哋而家個初步研究呢仍然採用嗰個生化處理措施去解決名渠進口道嘅沉積物問題嘅。咁另外配合嘅呢，其實除了上游嗰方面要盡量減少個源頭之外咧，喺跑道咧亦都會開一個600米嘅缺口去改善水流同埋水質。咁成個研究嗰個調查咧，而家仍然喺度進行緊，要到2006年底先有結果嘅。咁因為其實各方面嘅進展或者其實公眾都希望我哋要盡快去實施有關嘅計劃啦。咁所以我哋而家都喺呢個階段咧，希望敲定到個初步發展大綱圖。咁用作修訂分區計劃大綱圖，即係個法定嗰個大綱圖咧嘅基礎，咁等個早日可以開展啟德嘅發展計劃。咁如果將來呢個啟德名渠進口道嘅研究有成果，而引致需要會有進一步修訂而家個初步發展大綱圖咧，咁以後會去再跟進去做。啟德城中心其實頭先喺模型嗰度都有介紹過，不過比較具體啲咧，例如譬如個政府辦公室大樓咧。係會初初會比較近啲個車站，而家咧搬翻去近翻新蒲崗，咁主要都係因應一啲團體嘅意見，我哋都覺得啱，即係話近翻現有嘅居民可能會方便啲。咁混合用途發展頭先提過啦，無平台嘅佈局設計亦都提過。咁呢個沙中線車廠嗰個意見咧，頭先亦都有講過啦。咁而家我哋好高興，或者有呢個咁嘅機會咧，可以係我哋假設係冇咗呢個車廠去做，咁咪發覺嗰個整體嘅佈局啊，各方面咧都可以做得好好多。 咁亦都有頭先有個機會我漏咗講嘅，就係、是、因為冇咗個車廠咧，我哋度個空間亦都大咗，咁亦都可以改善到個宋皇台公園個用地嘅佈局嚇。因為宋皇台公園喺土瓜灣九龍城呢邊一個角落頭呢個位咧，其實亦都係將來啟德嘅一個主要門廊。咁我哋可以有位置多咗啦，咁配合頭先話同世運公園之間嗰個行人街道嗰個連接啊，同土瓜灣嗰方面嘅連接啊，希望會進入啟德嘅成為一個主要嘅門廊。多用途體育館嚇，呢、這個有意見認為會要擺入啲好啲，咁但係其實咧個問題就係話會影響咗而家已經打裝嘅1A、1B 兩個公屋地盤。咁啊，亦都我哋會睇到話啊，嗰、那個多用途體育館如果同都會公園可以連繫埋一齊嘅話咧，其實咧喺我哋而家建議嘅位置咧都未必係即係有佢嘅好處嘅嚇。因為亦都係因為海旁嘅位置咧，好多市民都會支持我哋咧，可以創造個新嘅地標。咁啊，我哋主要有個建議咧，就係提高咗兩個體育館嗰個地台嗰個水平嘅嚇。咁提高咗之後咧，個路咧有少少沉翻落去啦，就變咗咧係一個行人咧喺呢個地盤上面咧，雖然事實上係一條路係通過咗呢個主次場館之間，咁但係咧喺個用家嚟講咧，喺個平台上面咧，其實咧係一道水平咁過嘅，其實係唔覺得有個分隔。咁呢一個係。增加咗嗰個地盤嗰、那個連貫性啦，其實亦都進一步咧可以聯繫到下面都會公園同上面嗰、那個車站廣場嘅。都會公園亦都有意見話，即係擺翻喺內陸啲嘅地方，等而家原有周圍嘅居民可以容易啲享用。咁啊，其實我哋都覺得呢個意見相重要嘅，即係當然我哋嘅公園係要服務附近嘅居民、全港嘅居民同埋將來嘅居民。咁所以其實呢個做法呢，就係話我哋會將首先就體育館同埋都會公園融合啲啦，因為體育館周圍都有好多空地可以作休憩嘅用途。咁啊，然後再設計上呢，再去博埋呢，我哋加大咗少少個車站廣場嗰個休憩用地嘅。咁其實呢亦都會配合啲網絡啦，休憩用地嘅網絡呢，去服務返附近嘅人口，可能好方便呢，可以嚟到啟德嘅休憩用地，再進一步落返去海濱嗰個都會公園。咁如果都會公園本身咧喺個600米嘅缺口嘅平台上面做咧，係我哋覺得係有個效益喺度嘅。呢度都講過啦。咁啊，成個休憩用地咧，我哋都會加設翻一啲小型商店，增加個公園嘅活力啦，同埋吸引個遊人。郵輪碼頭會擔心我哋係咪足夠將來真係我哋吸引到即係比較多遊輪嚟嘅時候，有冇足夠嘅泊位去做呢？咁啊，個回應就係、是、其實我哋到到2015年咧需要一個泊位，咁2015年之後咧係會需要多一至兩個嚇。咁而家個預測係咁樣，先能夠成為香港成為呢個區域性嘅遊輪樞紐嚇。咁啊，而家我哋係個建議仍然係兩個泊位嘅，咁我哋會覺得個最佳嘅折衷方案啦。咁但係咧，喺我哋大綱圖則喺嗰個土地用途同埋嗰個將來嗰批地嗰個時間表上面咧，其實咧我哋都會留翻一啲彈性喺入邊。咁真係咧，如果將來有需要擴展到第三個遊輪嘅泊位嘅時候咧，如果譬如個水深啊、各樣嘅環境啊各方面咧，都喺水嗰方面可以做得到嘅時候咧，仍然可以做到第三個嘅泊位。旅遊及遊閒中心嚇，咁啊頭先提過啦，有個觀光塔嘅建議嚇。咁啊，個回應就係亦都頭先講過啦。咁啊，呢個酒店區除咗就係話可以吸引多啲遊人之外咧，其實就係話酒店如果將來真係有第三個泊位嘅時候咧，大家嗰、那個土地嘅匹配嘅係會比較做得好啲嚇。直升機場呢、這個比較分歧啲，即係有好多人會擔心噪音啊各方面唔協調嘅問題咧，去反對嗰個直升機場。咁但係亦都有支持者咧話，對於經濟啊、旅遊啊嗰、那個效益咧，係會可以做得係會有幫到香港同埋同個郵輪碼頭發展咧係相配合嘅。咁而家一個回應咧就係話我哋啟德咧唯一一個適合呢個航空規定嘅地方可以做到呢個直升機場嘅地方咧，就係、是、呢個角頭呢個位置。咁啊，我哋都覺得會就係呢個直升機場咧係要配合成個香港嘅長遠跨境直升機服務嘅增長嘅需要嘅。單軌鐵路其實頭先都講咗好多，咁我哋或者都略過佢啦，唔睇到嗰個走線。咁啊，天橋系統就係觀塘同埋跑到尾之間嗰個天橋，呢個會有個預留喺度。 鄰近地區其實點樣加強，頭先亦都為各位委員講解過啦。咁有啲圖片啦，睇到就係話將來呢個新蒲崗嗰邊嘅連接同埋呢個奧運公園嗰個連接嘅一啲示意圖。土瓜灣嗰邊啦，會喺地面會做一啲加強嗰個遠景，同埋呢個係九龍灣嘅個九龍灣嗰個天橋嘅連接。多謝各位。
好多謝孫先生嘅介紹。咁孫先生頭先咧，就如果你以題目嚟講咧，佢哋介紹咗13個題目啊。咁我想咧就即係大家首先咁樣去組織一下先啊，就係大家對於整體上面同埋咧剛才提嘅嗰啲範圍咧，個別嘅範圍有冇問題想孫先生澄清一下先嘅？即係我哋首先就即係或者如果大家有意見可以暫時我哋留返一陣間先啊，咁有冇問題要澄清咗先嘅？係阿李生。
寫音圖嗰度呢，跑道末端嗰度呢會有一條嘅橋啦，可能係 for monorail 連接返觀塘嗰邊嘅。咁即係呢個 PODP 係一個基準，去據我所理解呢，一個基準遞上俾 Town Planning Board， 咁就做 OEZP 嘅，咁就即係而家個 PODP 係再有呢條橋嘅，即係呢條橋係存在嘅。
孫生，
係，
即係呢個係 PODP 已經係遞咗上 Town Planning Board 嗰個嚟嘅啦。
係，冇錯。
有冇牽涉到填海嘅呢部分？
這個係會有一定程度係要諗個填海嘅問題嘅。咁因為如果一個大跨度嘅橋由觀塘一路去到跑道尾咧，其實咧就係會喺景觀上會即係好龐大嘅一個結構。咁我哋亦都睇過其他嘅建議，可以即係嗰個結構上係比較係減細。咁但係咧，其實就會涉及一啲柱咧，可能會喺個海上面亦都有啲保護呢啲裝柱嘅設施咧，係會涉及填海。
係想有個問題，一個簡單問題啊，主席，即係大家都知道，即係呢部分係受保護海港條例所保護嘅部分嚟㗎啦，即係呢部分嘅水體嚇。咁之所以點解我哋東南九龍嘅規劃係以零填海作起點咧，都係想避免咗即係填海嘅問題啦。咁如果有牽涉到填海咧，唔知道顧問公司有冇考慮過其他可行嘅方法，例如係沉箱建呢部分嘅橋咧，變得係一個隧道咁樣啦嚇。即係有冇研究過其他嘅方法嘅可行性嚇？
顧問公司，
多謝你嘅意見。其實呢一個咧，有你見到圖上面，我哋個附註都係講到咧，呢個未必一個好詳細嘅定案，因為其實咧，我哋都研究咧，會研究唔同嘅方案。咁就但我諗大家都明白，有一啲嘅困難咧，我哋係要考慮嘅，譬如話個 monorail 本身係架空嘅，咁所以變咗咧，要沉落去下面咧，係一定嘅難度。咁呢個咧，我哋詳細咧，向下一期嘅工程研究上面咧，就會睇到底可唔可行，可唔可以做到，同埋咧係因為本身若牽涉到有需要，譬如有啲圍墩係需要向海上面建造，而會影響到影響到海港嘅時候咧，我哋都係需要咧有一定嘅支持，係話呢一個咧係最無論環保上面啦、社會上面，我哋先至係做得到嘅，經濟上面做得到，先至可以做呢一個咁嘅橋梁嘅。咁所以下一期咧就會詳細研究，咁到時候有多啲嘅數據咧，先至可以決定到底幾大。
主席一個好簡短嘅回應，唔知可唔可以嚇？喺我哋即係做 engineering feasibility 之前咧，可能我哋都要考慮，即係有冇個 overriding public need 去起呢條橋嚇，係唔
得嚇。好多謝李生意見，咁呢個係法例嘅要求啊。我相信即係佢政府或者工程顧問咧，就唔係話考唔考慮嘅問題，而係假如牽涉填海就一定要做嘅。咁不過我嘅理解咧，就係現在畫呢一個monorail 咧，同埋嗰個橋嘅連接咧，係而家呢個階段係一個概念嘅建議嚟嘅。係嘛？就因為我聽過幾次咧，話要再研究啊，咁所以佢個status 啊，所謂就同埋其他土地利用嘅建議有啲唔同啊，因為其他土地利用建議咧就會變咗做一個分區計劃大綱圖，咁去城規會嗰度去作即係公眾大家經過個法定程序、個規劃程序。但係而家即係呢個橋咧就即係一個建議嚟嘅啫。咁或者其實喺呢度咧，就可唔可以規劃署都同我哋解釋一下咧？即係而家呢個圖嗰、那個其實個位置係點樣？即係佢嘅作用係點啊？
多謝主席。 其實呢個正正咧就係正如主席頭先所講嘅，呢條橋即係將來如果係真係要起或者係落實嘅話咧，一定係要即係通過各方面嗰個評估啦，包括係審議係咪真係可以符合到保護海港條例嗰個嚴格嘅標準嘅。咁而家嚟講咧，我哋其實咧就經過咗第三階段嗰個公眾參與計劃咧，公眾嗰個意見嘅聲音係好清晰嘅，希望咧喺呢度即係跑道尾同埋觀塘嗰個碼頭附近係有個連接。咁我諗政府嘅回應咧，就係即係好積極咁去即係正面咁去回應呢個問題，亦都喺即係我哋修訂咗嗰個初步嗰個發展大綱圖上邊咧，就標示咗咧，就喺呢一方面我哋會就繼續咁努力去研究，係咪可以即係起到呢條橋。咁喺現在嚟講咧，我哋喺個圖面上咧，亦都係註明咗咧呢個咁嘅建議咧，係仲仍然要咧係要再深入咁嘅研究先至可以落實嘅。不過喺呢度交出嚟嗰個信息咧，只係話即係政府係願意即係好積極咁樣去正面咁樣去睇睇呢一個咁樣嘅建議嗰個可能性係點，然後先至去正式落實佢嘅。
或者喺呢度咧，即係我哋都即係然係喺問題澄清嗰度啊，就係、是、剛才李先生講到即係呢條橋呢個概念咧，同埋成個圖之間嘅關係。咁但可唔可以即係規劃署都解釋一下咧？就現在去到即係做個 OEZP。嗰、那個過程係點樣啊？同埋咧就剛才咁樣講嘅意思咧，係咪喺個 OECP 裏面其實呢條橋係會出現定唔會出現呢？因為大家會理解咧，就喺分區嘅大綱圖，譬如你畫咗出嚟咧一個叫做郵輪碼頭，咁然後呢個過咗之後咧，就變咗一個法定嘅土地利用啊，咁就可以即係申請去做郵輪碼頭。咁而家嗰條橋呢啲咧，即係所謂概念嘅嘢咧，係會唔會出現嘅？即係佢嗰個status 係點啊？只是一個即係繼續嘅概念，將來再研究啊。咁一話咧，係你喺個圖裏邊都會劃定出嚟，有個法定嘅地位嘅咧。
如即係其他一啲分區舊大綱圖一樣啦。呢、這個咧，我哋係即係唔會即係一個即係所謂法定嗰個即係土地用途分區嘅。譬如嗰個法定圖則上邊，而家啲法定分區舊大綱圖咧係好清楚咁定明咗，譬如住宅用地甲類啊、休憩用地啊等等啊，或者係道路網絡啊。好清楚咁標示嘅，咁至於處理呢條橋咧，我諗我哋係會如其他一啲分區嘅大綱圖咁樣，係只係標示一個即係一個可能性，一個 reserve， 仲要 subject 做一個即係進一步嘅研究，咁並唔係一個即係所謂嗰個土地用途分區咁樣嘅。
嗯，好，咁多謝規劃署嘅解釋。嗱我哋剛才咧就提咗有十幾個範圍啊，咁有幾個問題咧，我想不如問咗先啊。咁我哋先至睇下大家有冇意見。因為喺個第三階段裏面咧，就我哋共建維港委員會都主持咗好多公眾參與。咁其中有幾個主題咧，係喺個公眾裏面都聽得幾多下嘅。咁但係就即係唔屬於剛才孫先生介紹嘅嗰啲學題目之列啊。咁一個咧就係所謂文化嗰、那個傳統文化個主題啊。咁呢度即係可唔可以講講？咁呢個其實都係琴日城規會有委員提過出嚟㗎。咁即係點樣喺呢方面呢、這個主題嗰度點樣回應咗第三階段公眾參與。咁另外不如我講埋啦，第二個呢就係、是、所謂個水體嘅利用啊，水體運用。咁雖然到分區計劃大綱圖嘅時候就唔會畫嗰啲水面係點樣用，咁但呢個亦都係第三階段公眾參與裏面有好多公眾提出嘅一個問題。咁你呢個圖或者呢個規劃點樣回應嗰樣嘢呢？咁第三個咧就係嗰個市區重建個問題啦。咁即係咧呢個圖點樣回應咗周邊嘅地區咧？好多居民都提出話用啟德作為一個市區重建嘅個解決問題嘅機會。咁呢三方面咧就琴日喺城規都有提到嘅。咁所以或者阿孫生同埋規劃署可唔可以都係講一講？
係。關於個傳統文化嗰方面咧，其實我哋之前都有建議一個文物徑嘅一個建議嘅。咁其實主要都係聯繫翻喺啟德機場本身已經有嘅一啲文物啦，同埋周邊地區喺九龍城啊、土瓜灣啊一帶嘅一啲文化或者係有歷史價值嘅建築物咁樣嚇。咁 經過咗今次嘅重新修訂咧，其實咧我哋都有兩個機會咧係可以做得好啲添嘅。咁第一個就係嗰、那個宋皇台公園嗰度，咁頭先其實提過咧就係、是、會嗰個規模可以加大咗啦。咁而嗰個現時本身嗰個宋皇台嗰個石咧，亦都係可以擺翻喺呢個宋皇台公園嗰個位置。咁另外就係話嗰個呢、這個航空會。嗰方面，咁航空會嗰個現址咧，其實咧，我哋而家咧亦都係喺個土地用途上嘅配合翻咧，佢可以保留翻而家個會址喺翻嗰個原位。咁當然佢將來咧係喺嗰個航空歷史嗰方面咧，再配合點樣可以做多啲咧，我哋可以係進一步喺政府同佢哋可以進一步商議，可以點樣做好啲個範圍啊。咁其實其他嗰啲咧，主要我哋都會喺嗰個接駁上咧係加強咗嘅時候咧，我估希望將來嗰個軟件亦都可以配合咧，可以package 到一啲咁嘅文物設施，咁可以吸引到個遊客去享受啟德新嘅設施啦，同埋佢嘅文物同周圍嘅文物嘅聯繫咁樣。咁啊，第二個問題係嗰、那個水體嗰個運用嘅問題。咁啊，其實我哋都研究翻，即一路研究翻海邊同埋嗰即喺呢個岸邊同埋嗰個維港之間嗰啲上落嘅設施，其實我哋都會加強咗嗰、那個譬如一啲小輪嘅上落，即係嗰個船嘅上落嘅設施喺嗰個跑道嘅唔同嘅位置嘅嚇，咁、可以詳細嗰度會睇得到。咁另外就係、是、當然其實嗰個水質嗰個問題咧，仍然係我哋一個擔心嘅地方，所以啦，進一步有康樂嘅活動咧，都會係一個比較長遠啲先再可以睇嘅問題。咁另外咧，其實咧就係話喺嗰個休憩用地嗰方面，其實咧我哋都加強咗，都睇翻好多可能性，就係話會唔會有啲水嘅 feature 嚇、嗰個會都會擺喺嗰個休憩用地上面咧？咁呢個都會反映喺我哋一個初步呢個 illustrative plan 上面嘅嚇。咁最後關於個市區重建，咁其實我哋而家咧都嗰、那個呢、這個房屋嘅用地嗰方面咧，其實都預留咗一啲房屋嘅用地。咁當然就係話將來佢嗰、那個用途會係即係完全係私人嘅用途啊。其實會唔會配合翻周邊嗰個重建嘅發展咧？咁呢個係進一步嘅政府嘅政策去決定嘅。
好，咁多謝孫生作咗簡單嘅回應。咁我剛才咧就係、問大家有冇問題啊？咁我哋聽咗呢啲介紹之後咧，咁我總共就 mark 咗有16個主題啊。咁可能每一個主題大家都有啲意見嘅。咁不過咧就即係我又想大家即係唔好俾你嘅意見住啊。即係我會有機會俾你講你嘅意見嘅。咁不過咧，我想喺呢段咧就即係提翻一下我哋現在即係成個規劃嘅檢討去到而家呢個階段咧係。個進程裏面我哋去到一個咩嘅地步啊？喺過去咧，就第一、第二、第三階段嘅公眾諮詢裏面咧，就都規劃處係俾咗佢哋嘅一啲建議出嚟，然後大家委員咧就都有個別嘅意見但我哋咧就未曾有委員會嘅意見嘅大家如果個別委員咧對於某一個項目有意見，我哋都會記錄低。咁呢個一方面就幫助我哋理解啦。另外亦都咧係俾公眾可以參考，咁但係更加重要咧就係我哋可以繼續去進行咧新嘅階段嗰個公眾參與嘅過程啊。咁因為共建維港委員會主要嘅任務咧就係去促進嗰個公眾參與啊。咁但係現狀我哋去到呢個第三階段嘅完結咧，就有一個唔同嘅地方咧，就係、今次政府同埋顧問公司提出呢個圖咧，就唔係再作進一步嘅諮詢或者係公眾參與嘅。咁而係即係呢個圖向城規會去 present 咗之後啊，咁據琴日我哋聽到咧，就大約喺一個月之後，即可能最快就一個月之後咧，政府就會將佢變咗做一個分區法定大綱嘅草圖，咁就進入咗一個城規會嘅法定程序啊。咁喺嗰個程序咧都有公眾嘅參與嘅，因為公眾係可以照樣根據法定嘅程序咧去提出佢嘅申訴，可以支持可以反對嘅。咁但係嗰個咧就係由城規會主持嘅一個法定程序啊。咁另外講咧就今日我哋見到呢個圖咧，我哋大家俾完意見之後咧，就冇一個下一步嘅由共建維港委員會去主持嘅公眾參與過程嘅。咁所以咧就喺呢度，我想大家委員咧就去考慮 即係兩個問題啦。咁第一個問題咧，就可能係政府嗰方面考慮嘅，就係、是、即係現在呢個圖咧，就向共建維港委員會 present 咗之後咧，咁政府係諗住會邀請共建維港委員會做啲咩嘢啊？咁當然咧，如果係俾意見咧，我哋會繼續俾意見嘅。咁但係即係除咗俾意見之外，去進入個法定程序之後咧，咁共建維港委員會嘅角色係點樣樣咧？就既然城區會有一個法定程序啊，咁似乎咧我哋就唔需要一個另外嘅公眾參與程序啦。咁但係如果係咁，咁即係我哋即係政府想邀請共建維港委員會係做啲咩嘢咁啊？咁第一個問題，第二個問題就或者係大家委員，特別係非官方嘅委員咧，考慮一下啦。就我哋固然咧就每一個項目我哋都可以有繼續俾我哋嘅意見。咁呢啲意見我哋都會記錄嘅，即係作為政府去參考。咁但係我哋就從來咧就未對於成個圖或者成個圖裏邊是哪一個部分咧有一個所謂委員會嘅意見啊。咁我哋即係委員會喺現在第三階段告終嘅時候咧，大家覺得即係我哋仲有啲咩嘅角色啊？咁大家嘅意見可以係譬如我哋好似以往咁。即係俾一啲個別嘅意見，咁就 OK 噶啦。咁我哋會記錄低佢，又或者咧係我哋俾一試下試圖揾一啲委員會嘅意見啊，俾到政府，咁希望可以考慮嘅。當然俾政府同埋城規會啦。咁呢個亦都有一個可能性啊。咁所以我係想睇下大家就這個規劃過程有啲咩意見先，然後我哋先至進入去即係大家個別委員對於每個項目有啲咩嘢嘅意見啊。大家是不是清楚我的問題啊？
主席，或者我作少少回應先、就規劃處咧，對於呢個小組委員會的工作咧，就十分之即係感激，亦都好肯定佢哋嘅工作嘅。即係喺我哋整個啟德規劃檢討裏邊咧，作出嘅貢獻咧，就係即係無可置疑嘅。咁就嗰、那個貢獻就正如頭先主席所講咧，就即係可以包括兩方面。第一方面咧，就喺我哋整個嗰、那個規劃檢討的過程裏面就俾好多即係指引或者意見俾我哋嘅，咁就算我哋嗰、那個諮詢嘅文件個內容點樣啊，編排點樣啊，整個流程點樣啊，咁亦都即係提出咗好多即係寶貴嘅嗰個意見嘅。咁尤其是有啲活動咧，我覺得咧就即係以前未試過。咁委員會提出咗出嚟啦，我哋都試下執行，好似喺跑道尾舉行一個公眾論壇啊，即係實地喺度俾大家知道嗰個啟德嗰個現在嘅情況點樣啊，或者安排一啲地盤嗰、那個去個地盤嗰度，咁啊唔止係即係委員會嘅委員去，亦都邀請埋公眾人士關心啟德發展。嘅工作人士咧一齊去，即係感受下啟德現時嗰個情況係點樣。咁呢啲即係好新穎嘅意見咧，即係我睇喺整個即係公眾參與活動裏邊咧，我諗係一個創新嚟嘅。咁我哋都好多謝咧，即係委員會對呢個方面咧就俾我哋咁嘅意見。咁另外咧就喺參與方面咧，亦都係即係大家都即係出咗好大嘅努力嘅。咁除咗開呢啲咁嘅會議之外咧，咁跟住咧亦都係喺我哋啲公眾論壇咧，咁就擔任主持人啊擔任講者啊，咁親身去了解市民個訴求啊。咁呢個參與咧，亦都係即係唔係話得個即係即係 advisory 就係俾意見，就自己本身亦都參與。咁呢個就十分之難得噶。咁另外都好多時候好似主席咁樣都出席城規會啊或者立法會啊，咁樣向唔同嘅組織咧，即係講解翻委員會對整個發展個意見啊，或者市民個訴求啊咁樣。咁呢度咧都係即係好多謝即係委員會喺呢方面嗰、那個即係出力啊，同埋嗰個工作嘅。咁我哋依家到咗即係第三階段呢度咧，就我就覺得咧就工作未完嘅，因為我成日都即係同啲同事講咧，就規劃係一個即係不斷嗰個程序。continuous process 一個過程，因為點解咧就社會不斷係變遷緊，科技不斷咁進步，而市民嘅訴求 市民的價值觀也都不斷改變，那我們規劃就一定要不斷檢討不斷修訂來這個與時並進呢，來滿足即市民回即或者回應市民的訴求的。所以變成這個階段呢，我們都不排除呢將來呢即就算啟德的發展呢將來也都會有修訂，咁委員會喺呢方面咧，一定會有一個角色可以擔當，嚇、繼續俾意見俾我哋，嚇、繼續喺市民或者公眾參與方面咧，繼續支持我哋，嚇、多謝主席。
多謝阿關生，Robin 係有啲嘢想提，不過或者咧就我知道阿租汪你係要就嚟走係咪啊？咁所以即係你有冇嘢講先啦？如果有呢就即係我想請阿Joe講先，咁同埋即係由於你就嚟走，咁我特別優待你啦，即係可以唔一定跟我所引導嘅，即係如果你對於是但一個內容突然之間你對嗰條橋有意見，咁或者你可以講埋先啊。
多謝主席。其實我想提返係一個比較即係整體啲嘅問題，就之前都提過，我諗咁大個區域呢就唔會一次過發展嘅。咁雖然我知 Outline Zoning Plan 就唔會有任何關於即係啲非城嘅一啲指引，但係我諗喺即係顧問同埋 Planning Department 佢哋做呢個圖嘅時候，梗有啲 rationale behind 即係嗰個非城嘅 rationale。咁我希望係有少少資料俾翻委員會可以作個參考，就係、是、究竟即係、就是、in terms of 非城，我哋會點樣去 develop 嘅咧？邊啲會行先，邊啲會行後嘅咧？我諗呢個資料對於即係委員會同埋對於 public 嚟講都係一個好重要嘅資料嚟嘅。咁我諗係。即係暫時得呢個意見啫。
係，其他嗰啲有冇
個別嘅冇乜特別嘅意見。
好啊，咁我哋翻去阿 Robin 啊，葉生。
好啊，多謝多謝主席。咁咧係我哋都係即係非常之。
大概俾個。印象俾我哋
會不斷係變遷緊，科技不斷咁進步，而市民嘅訴求、市民嘅價值觀亦都不斷改變。咁我哋規劃咧就一定要不斷檢討、不斷修訂嚟呢、這個與時並進咧。嚟滿足即係市民回即係或者回應市民嗰個訴求嘅，所以變咗呢個階段咧，我哋都唔排除咧將來咧，即係就算啟德嘅發展咧，將來亦都會有收地。咁委員會喺呢方面咧，一定會有一個角色可以擔當嚇、繼續俾意見俾我哋嚇、繼續喺市民或者公眾參與方面咧，繼續支持我哋嚇、多謝主席。
多謝阿關生Robin 係有啲嘢想提，不過或者咧就我知道阿 Joe Wong 你係要就嚟走係咪啊？咁所以即係你有冇嘢講先啦？如果有咧就即係我想請阿 Joe 講先，咁同埋即係由於你就嚟走，咁我特別優待你啦，即係可以唔一定跟我所引導嘅，即係如果你對於是但一個內容突然之間你對嗰條橋有意見，咁或者你可以講埋先啊。
多謝主席。其實我想提返係一個比較即係整體啲嘅問題，你之前都提過，我諗咁大個區域呢就唔會一次過發展嘅。咁雖然我知 Outline Zoning Plan 就唔會有任何關於即係啲非城嘅一啲指引，但係我諗喺即係顧問同埋 Planning Department 佢哋做呢個圖嘅時候，梗有啲 rationale behind 即係嗰個非城嘅 rationale。咁我希望係有少少資料俾返委員會可以作個參考，就係、是、究竟即係in terms of phasing， 我哋會點樣去 develop 嘅咧？邊啲會行先，邊啲會行後嘅咧？我諗呢個資料對於即係委員會同埋對於 public 嚟講都係一個好重要嘅資料嚟嘅。咁我諗係即係暫時得呢個意見啫。
其他嗰啲有冇
暫時冇乜特別嘅意見。
好啊，咁我哋翻去阿 Robin 啊，葉生。
好啊，多謝主席。咁咧係我哋都係即係非常之感謝。主席你啦，喺你領導之下呢個委員會啊，各位委員啊，咁喺過往嘅日子咧，都做咗好多功夫咧，喺呢個啟德規劃檢討嗰方面，而真正咧係好體現到咧所謂漁民規劃。咁大家都係記得喺過往嘅日子裏邊，經過係第一輪、第二輪、第三輪嘅公眾諮詢啊，得到好多 很多很好的意見，而最重要呢就是今天那個成果呢 做到這個的初步的發展的大綱草圖裏面呢，其實裏面很多的意見呢是都是很得到即係個社會同埋市民嘅一個嘅支持嘅，咁呢個係我相信喺以往日子呢個委員會喺你領導之下各位委員所做嘅功夫嘅貢獻咧，實在咧係功不可沒嘅，呢個係非常之重要。咁跟住落嚟咧，而家就當然主席你剛才都講啦，係政府方面即係規劃處方面咧，就會去一路個推動嗰、那個所謂法定嗰、那個制定呢個嘅程序啦，咁而我哋都聽到咧好多市民喺社會上嘅意見咧，就覺得咧就應該咧係要早日盡快去落實呢個啟德嗰度嘅好多嘅建議。咁呢方面咧，我哋咧都係喺未來咧好多工作。咁我係真係好期望咧係繼續會得到政府方面係得到呢、這個主席你本人啦，同埋各位委員這個委員會咧，都係能夠全力支持咧，係政府喺各方面嘅係有關呢個點樣去落實啟德嗰方面嘅工作嘅。多謝主席。
嗯，好多謝葉生。咁我即係綜合咗關生、葉生同埋剛才黃生提出咧，就咁都有提到咧，就話當然共建維港委員會咧，可以好似其他嘅持份者咁將來。即係對於啟德嘅發展可以繼續俾意見啦。咁但係特別咧，就係喺個啟德個規劃嘅執行嗰方面啊。咁因為嚴格講起上嚟咧，我哋唔係一個規劃嘅委員會嚟嘅。咁所以即係你規劃而家就一路做緊規劃啦。但係規劃當到去執行嘅時候咧，都仲係講緊優化個維港個海港。咁所以喺個執行嗰上面，咁委員會都會有一個嘅角色去即係譬如協助政府同埋個公眾去喺個執行嗰度睇下點去將優化個維港啊，咁啊或者委員有冇就呢個問題有其他嘅意見啊？即係呢個係有關委員會嘅角色啊 ，Andrew。
Thank you, Chairman. Of course, a lot of information to digest, and this is the first time we've had sight of the RODP. So my view is that we need probably a little bit more time to dig into the details. I think there's two or three things which are relevant at this point in time for us moving forwards. And of course, I welcome the invitation for continued input from members. I think we need to be comfortable that the public views have been accurately reflected and that they've been responded to in a transparent manner and that the various weightings given to the views is appropriate. Clearly certain things like commercial densities and residential densities driven by viability, there's been very strong views from certain sectors in the community which are very tied in with development. Now those views are relatively important compared to other views, and I just wonder for example whether or not we have got the right development densities and how we are, you know, how we balance that. Clearly very strong views from KCRC, MTRC in terms of facilitating their developments, and clearly Reader have got a view on lowering commercial densities because they don't see the commercial densities on Kaitak doing good things for the surrounding districts. So I think it's a question of really drilling down into these views and then finally making some sort of responding output that says, you know, this is the community view. At the moment when I read this, I'm still left a little bit thinking, well, we've sort of we've parked that to one side, but we haven't really provided a concrete answer to this question of yes, the density is right, no, the density is wrong. We still seem to be in a bit of a limbo. So I'd like to see these tied up a little bit more, and maybe that requires a little bit more time. And I know time isn't something we have a great degree of luxury on, given the amount of time that has been spent on these plans. But I do think we need to answer these questions. Clearly we need to make sure the plans provide a very robust application of the harbour planning principle. So I'd like to, you know, personally go back and take a look at the plans as proposed now and review those again against the HPP. We have at previous meetings have a pretty good presentation from the consultants comparing where the HPP have been implemented and where perhaps we haven't met them as fully as we might. But again, I think it's incumbent on us to take a look at those things. And of course, I'd like to look where further enhancements could be made from a harbourfront enhancement point of view. But I don't think it's possible just on one quick look at this document to make a fully comprehensive response. I can, you know, pick up one or two points, but I don't think in the right manner. So I'd personally like more time to read and respond to this document in an appropriate manner. Thank you, Chair.
Thank you. And you're beginning to move into the substance of the revised PODP. Can I say that also that nothing in what you said implies that we have to stop work, because everything that Andrew suggested, such as reviewing the plan with the harbour planning principle, can be done concurrently as we move forward in the planning of this area. 如果大家在整體的問題上有什麼再多的意見， 或者大家會覺得委員會應該有一些總結，有些主題應該有一個委員會意見，這個或者每個主題都可以有些不同的。第一個主題，其實我是跟回孫先生排列出來的次序，第一個就是有關發展的水平，也就是Andrew剛才提過的Development Density的問題，簡單來說就是 86,000 人口，和工作人口那裡的數字，當然這裡我們未見到一個數字，就是多少遊客的人口，但是那個我想沒什麼所謂的，我們會很歡迎，看看跟著旅遊會怎樣發展。這一點大家有沒有意見？
因為如果沒有意見，我們就去下一點了。Kim，多謝主席。現在我們入了發展密度的議題。其實我想請問一下，在碼頭圍station對面那個，這裡有一個大型的發展，我們都看到有一個一大抽的樓塔。
密度是怎樣呢？其實顧問公司可不可以解釋一下或者澄清一下每一個pocket的發展密度和高度限制，還有有沒有一個覆蓋率、陸地率的要求，這件事很重要。就煤氣估對出那幾塊地，這幾塊，我要的是淨地積比率，不是一個組合的地積比率。
有沒有數字呢？我估其實因為我們在城市設計那方面都會是每一個site都會去看，會有些variations，但我估回應Kim的問題，我會有個board的range，我估都OK的。 這邊其實就是說首先是旅遊中心，旅遊中心的port ratio應該我們現在預備是3.1，高度剛才提過200個水平基準，現在去到這兩排前面是酒店這一排，會是port ratio是4，會去到45至55的MPD左右。 而後面這一排住宅會是port ratio3，後排會高一點。這裏其實一些私人的物業，我們如果重建之後，我們這個建議的用途是商業的，因為也有個重建的考慮，所以這裏地積比我們建議是去到9.5，高度是100個MPD左右。 咁啊，呢、這個啟德方主要都係個住宅嘅發展嚇，咁、啊、嗰、那個地積比咧，其實就係、是由四到到五咁上下嘅嚇。咁啊，跟住亦都係有一啲混合用途啦，混合用途每一個地每一個地盤嗰個住宅同非住宅嘅比例都可能有啲唔同嘅，咁加埋大約都係七到嘅，如果喺混合用途嗰方面嚇。咁啊，商業用途咧會比較有啲係會比較高啲嚇，有啲地標式嘅建築物嘅嚇。咁啊，譬如個高度咧去到170 mpd 啦。咁而嗰、那個那個密度咧係去到9.5嘅嚇。咁啊，亦都有公屋地盤啦嚇。咁公屋已經打裝，咁原本個設計咧其實都會喺到嗰、那個地積比去到5.5至6.3咁上下嚇。咁呢個就係、是。大致嘅一啲有發展嘅地盤嚇，咁、譬如呢度有啲已經係起咗嘅，譬如呢個展茂啊咁嗰啲已經起咗，咁我就唔講啦。
阿 Kim， 你有冇 comments 啊？
其實呢一棟係咪已經起咗嘅咧？呢個起咗咗。我仲有一隻話講個綠化率綠地率嗰個要求咧，你哋有冇加落去嘅？請問？
暫時每一個地盤嗰個綠地率嘅要求，我哋就冇喺嗰個表嗰度表列嘅嚇。
好，咁大家對於整體嗰個發展密度有冇意見啊？嘛？剛才 Andrew 咧就提出就話想多啲時間去睇，咁即係如果睇完之後再有意見，可以再。表達翻出嚟啦。好，咁我哋去下一個題目，就係、是、個啟德名渠啊。啟德名渠嗰、那個嘅，咁大家咧，即係問題應該個資料大家會了解咗噶啦。咁有冇意見添啊？咁其實個做法就好簡單，即係而家呢個圖就決定唔填噶啦。咁係咪真係最後決定唔填咧？就要睇下工程嗰度即係個進展啦。咁同埋會用。600米，即係炸開600米個方法去解決個污水嘅問題。咁大家又同樣係有冇意見，同埋大家覺得呢一個議題上面，我哋委員會需唔需要作出一啲總結嘅意見或者係立場？我 OK， 阿 Kim
啊，多謝。我想問一下咧，嗰、那個名渠兩旁有幾多係嗰、那個 apartment 有幾闊度啊？同埋 link up 有冇啲其他啲遊戲呢、這個公共嘅遊戲空間啊啲咁嘅嘢？因為我見到咧係建築群呢一邊咧，同埋呢個旁邊嗰度有條路係界開咗嘅，我唔知嗰個會唔會係一個特別安排定係點樣？
孫先生，
如果是講緊藍亭基坪係嘛？喺藍亭基坪嗰、那個海濱長廊咧，大概係15米闊度嘅。咁啊，嗰、那個其實咧，嗰、那個藍亭基坪嗰度初我哋上一次嗰個規劃咧，都會有部分係用作嗰個都會公園或者一啲休憩用地。咁其實亦都有啲聽到一啲公眾嘅意見咧，覺得未必咁適合。咁同埋嗰度亦都係有一啲環境的問題我們要考慮的，所以現在我們就是劃了做政府 用地，但亦都未有一個確切即是哪一類的政府用地放在這裡，將來會再需要研究。
Sorry， 我講緊那個 Open Channel 兩邊 的用地那邊旁邊，
另外那邊呢就會是另外那邊就是20米、啊、那個即係話去翻跑道嗰邊就係20米嚇，咁就再隔條路就會係都會公園啦嚇，咁然後一路落嚟咧就會係去到嗰、那個威美佛仙嗰個位，咁嗰度咧其實就會係有一個概念上咧就係、是、會係嗰個路咧就會喺一個平台嘅休憩用地嘅下邊嘅，咁大家睇到平台嗰個休憩用地咧嗰度會係再闊啲啦，咁大約係去到25至30米度嚇。
我諗，如果你講土地利用咧，個主流啊嘅土地利用都係休憩空間㗎啦。咁另外即係喺 另外嗰邊咧就有啲政府及公共用地啦，咁但係都係所謂公眾嘅一啲用途啦。咁但係如果根據我個 list 咧，就而家我哋應該講緊個啟德名渠個處理啊。咁主要嗰個嘅建議就係而家五田啊，同埋用個600米。咁呢一點我估大家係冇其他 comment 係咪啊 ？Unless Andrew you want to supplement。
Thank you, Jim. Difficult to comment on the cutaway for the channel. I think we're still, to some extent, waiting for the findings of the studies that justify how the water will be treated and how the odour problem will be alleviated. So, I mean, I think that's the real causal factor for having the cutaway. So, to comment on the cutaway is kind of moot at this point in time. I might have comments on the financial feasibility of cutting away and then decking over, but that's a different issue. I mean, I think the first point is that cutaway is driven by the water quality and the ability of us to alleviate that bad water quality. We still wait for the report, so I think until that report's available, then we're still waiting in the dark a little bit to make a decision.
Okay, so again, the message is to ask the engineers to speed up. The work about the assurance of the solution that works. 如果大家冇意見，因為我以為咧就委員會會覺得起碼喺吳田海呢方面咧，即係會覺得係比較容易啲去有個取態啊。不過或者如果大家覺得都仲需要多一啲嘅資料，或者希望政府工程部門可以盡快咧，咁亦都希望政府可以記低呢個意見。咁第三樣咧就係個啟德嘅城中心啊 ，Kitech City Centre 嗰個嘅規劃啦。咁大家有冇 comments 啊？我剛才咧睇個模型嗰度咧，我就唔知個模型係有幾真實啊，即係去到，因為其實模型做出嚟嘅啫，即係實際上未必係咁嘅。但喺個 City Centre 嗰度咧，就變咗好多枝嘢喎。咁唔知即係到時係咪真係個佈局會係咁樣啊？Raymond 啊，
主席啊，我諗嗰個啟德城中心嗰度咧，其實我哋主要咧係即係嗰個用途咧，都係做個住宅用途啦。咁亦都嘗試喺度引入咗一個所謂一個啟德坊咁嘅概念，一啲較為細啲嘅地盤啦，一啲街道嗰個擺設，盡量係希望一啲咁樣細街嗰個風貌。咁就至於個密度嗰方面咧，我哋都係頭先阿孫生都解釋過，我哋希望透過翻個地積比率嗰度咧，同埋地盤嗰個 size 咧，就嚟到控制翻嗰個發展嘅。咁整區嚟講咧，我哋嗰度嗰個大概嗰個人口係有幾多少？
整區嗰個人口其實會係5-6萬到啦。
好啊。咁但係如果睇翻成個隔離左右咧，咁呢個都可以屬於一個所謂 mix 嘅 land use 啊。即係有住宅，咁隔離即係隔咗個公園仔咧，就有一啲嘅即係寫字樓嘅用途。
主席，我都想補充一點，因為其實我哋成個啟德城嗰個發展嘅概念咧，我哋都希望一個無平台，即係冇 podium 嘅一個發展嘅模式。咁其實可能嗰個因為就算用相同嘅地積比咧，如果係冇平台咧，可能嗰個感覺上咧嗰啲。建築物咧係會長溜啲咁樣嚇，咁但我估咧，當嗰個用家係喺翻個地面嘅時候睇翻咧，其實就會嗰個感覺會係更加會好啲，同埋會開闊啲嘅嚇。
好啊，
主席，或者我都補充一點咧，嗰個人口集中咧，最主要就係即係啟德站個附近咧，咁我哋都係即係希望鼓勵啲市民咧，盡量利用嗰個公共交通設施嘅。咁我諗亦都係即係配合翻話鐵路公司即係表示關注，話嗰個發展密度可能太低，就會影響到個鐵路嗰個成本效益嗰個問題。咁我哋希望咧就係將即係比較高密度嘅發展咧集中喺個車站嘅兩旁，咁鼓勵佢哋咧利用公共交通咁樣。
好。如果大家有意見，可以舉手提出啦。咁我哋第四項嘅主題就係有關個車廠個位置啦，即係或者而家應該講啦，原車廠嘅位置啊。 咁喺現在修訂圖裏面咧就冇咗個車廠嘅。咁委員有冇呢、這個有冇其他嘅意見咧？或者 comment？ No comments。我假定係即係表示會接受呢樣嘢啊。咁第五個主題咧就有關個體育嘅綜合嘅體育場館嘅規劃。咁喺呢度咧就有兩點大家可以俾下意見啦。咁第一點咧就係喺現狀我哋見到個圖咧，個場館隔離左右嘅規劃同埋嗰啲 open space 啊，即係同埋個 metro park 嗰啲咧，就而家望落去咧係比較上似係有連貫嘅。咁如果你以顏色嚟講，都係畫咗做綠色啊。咁我但我相信做 zoning 嘅時候會將佢分翻開咁嚟畫嘅，係咪？咁但係就即係大家亦都可以即係俾下意見，就你覺得將個大場館同埋個 metro park 同埋其他嗰啲 park area 大家綜合埋一齊睇。大家是否支持啊？咁當然，另外一個嘅大家可能俾意見嘅咧，就係呢個大場館本身啊。我哋喺上一兩個階段都有好多嘅辯論，覺得即係其實係咪佢係咪可行嘅？會唔會即係起大場館又有其他嘅發展喺阻緊？咁呢個都係過往綜合到嘅意見。咁其實大家仲有冇補充啊？咁我問咗五個 area 嘅問題之後，大家委員都好似幾 happy 下咁啊，咁所以我跟住可以即係或者加快啲啦。當然，如果大家有意見，即係有補充，你可以即係舉手講翻之前嗰啲題目。咁第六七八九十個 issue 咧，就係第六個係個 metro park 嗰個問題。咁而家意見基本上就維持翻喺嗰個地方嘅。咁如果睇個 OECP 或者係即係將來個土地利用咧，就係一塊地啦。但係睇個模型咧，就唔係所謂一塊地咁簡單，而係嗰塊地裏面即係有啲概念喺度㗎啦。即係有好多水體，我估呢個都要同埋，因為佢本身係 deck 嚟嘅，即係其實下面有水通過嘅，嗰個係有啲關係啦。咁有阿 Ken 有意見可以提出啊？
主席，所以呢方面咧，就如果大家留意，可能熒光幕上面現時嗰個綠化嗰個圖咧，基本上顧問咧就係即係因為實際上回應譬如呢個建築師學會咧，佢哋係即係覺得實際上一個圍海嘅地盤咧，先最好喺嗰個即係園景設計上面咧，就盡量引進多少少似水體嗰個咁嘅設計。咁所以喺現時咧，就係喺北邊咧，係沿住啲藍色嘅地方咧，實際上顧問就建議喺嗰啲公園上面咧，就都要多啲引用啲水體嘅設計，即可能係一啲即水池啊、噴水池啊咁嘅設計嚟嘅啫。咁就去到呢個都會公園嗰度咧，咁顧問都係俾一個概念嘅設計就嗰度如果係設計一啲即係多俾個水體嘅公園嘅模式咧，咁可以即係一個特色咁嘅啫。咁呢個純粹一個設計上嘅概念嚟嘅啫。
將來真係發展呢個公園嘅時候咧，就會可能會唔同嘅。咁或者呢度都順帶提一提一點咧，就昨天城規會都有提過嘅，就係喺傳說中有一個人造沙灘啊。咁喺呢個即係呢個 metro park 嗰度，咁係即係個概念係點樣？大約係
人造沙灘呢個咁嘅概念咧，實際上我哋喺收到嗰個公眾意見咧，就有唔同嗰啲嘅機構咧，佢都有咁嘅建議。有啲咧就實際上話希望喺即啟德嘅即係觀塘避風塘嗰邊咧，就做一個海灘嘅，即係真係沙灘嚟嘅。咁另外有啲有啲建議就可唔可以喺個都會公園裏面咧做一個人造嘅沙灘咁就即係可能喺個公園上面即係做一個外國有啲譬如日本有啲地方你啲跳 wave pool 嗰啲咁嘅情形，咁我諗佢都係即係俾一個即係設計上啲建議一啲概念，即係大家即係去即係擴闊嗰、那個即係考慮嗰個思維嘅啫。多謝主席。
就唔係真係喺海嘅沙灘嚟㗎。嗱咁第七個主題係個Cruise Terminal 遊輪碼頭啊，係 Kim
啊 ，sorry
有意見啊，
係 sorry 主席，我想翻翻去正話嗰個都會公園嗰度咧，咁其實我睇到有好多水體啦，咁就啲俾啲陸地包住，其實呢啲水係淡水咧，或鹹水，或係點樣處理？另外咧就係我睇到咧，如果我哋而家有一條係明渠嗰度落嚟啲水咧，係咪已經係淨化曬，已經係水質方面係已經控制到嘅？咁就喺上游控制同下游嗰個水質保證係點樣處理咧？咁啊，你兩
兩者之間有冇啲係聯繫，定係抑或會係即係兩個係分隔式嘅，各有各獨立式嘅？咁另外我想知道咧，而家喺而家呢個呢個方案入邊嗰個係可用率有幾多？即係市民可用率嘅陸地喺個都會公園入邊有幾多？
好，咁個水梯嘅問題就一個問題，問咗幾樣嘢㗎。咁係即係問規劃嘅同事或工程嘅同事去答一答。即係將來如果喺呢塊地裏面我哋見到有嘅水咧，嗰啲水係即係望穿落個海嘅海水啊，亦或係即係喺地面嘅水池嘅水啊？
係，或者我答一答先啦。其實正如阿陳生所講，其實呢啲係一個設計嘅概念，即係睇下啲水嘅形式嘅一啲 feature 喺嗰個都會公園同埋周圍嘅休憩用地咧，點樣可以加強佢去迎合翻嗰個維港半呢個主題。咁其實咧就係話，就算即係都會公園，我哋初步其實個諗法咧，其實都係一啲淡水，即係話唔係海水嚟嘅嚇，即係喺同海係分隔嘅一啲水啦，主要係一個觀賞嘅用途為主嘅嚇。咁另外嗰個啟德名渠嗰度咧，其實亦都有其他工程嘅考慮，可能阿馬生可以補充啦。咁但係其實就係話，就算嗰個名渠我哋係要冚咗佢，咁其實上面亦都有位可以做一啲水景嘅設施，咁亦都呼應翻下原本係一條渠或者係以前一條河嘅咁樣嘅 feature 可以走翻出嚟。咁呢個係名渠呢一部分。而家嗰個設計嘅一啲概念嚇，咁啊嗰個使用率嗰方面，其實就當然係佢喺個詳細嘅設計嗰度，我再會仔細去研究，究竟即係嗰個唔同嘅地方嗰個市民可以使用嗰度嗰個程度可以去到邊。咁但係當然我哋成個都會公園同埋周邊嘅休憩用地咧，其實都係個目標都係開放俾市民作唔同嘅用途啊，觀賞又好，即係踏足又好，都係俾全部係俾市民用嘅。
嗯，好，咁有至於上游嗰個污染控制嗰度咧，就唔係個規劃嘅範圍啊。咁不過我相信即係我聽到政府都好似話過咧，呢個係政府嘅政策，係會加強嗰啲上游嘅污染管制嘅。黃生啊，
係主席，我呢度我都想講多少少。明渠嗰度咧，而家我哋話一路做緊一啲嘅叫 pilot test， 就睇下明渠處理明渠嘅環境問題我點樣做。我都想喺度講，琴日我城規會講過，其實我未有結論，未即係仲係一路做緊一啲監測嘅嘢，同埋睇緊嗰個 sustainability， 即係可持續性嗰、那個那個問題。咁就此水不同彼水咯，即係頭先提過話喺你見到個圖上面喺都會公園裏面嗰啲水體咧，係規劃師佢哋一啲概念上面嘅嘢啦。咁呢個水不能與呢個啟德名渠嘅水混為一談。即係我哋話河水不犯井水啲，咁呢一點我哋要講清楚嚇。咁就嗰邊係個我哋嘅研究仲喺度繼續做緊，因為我哋係希望一有一啲進一步嘅數據，我哋盡快就攞翻嚟委員會同大家即係彙報一下。呢一點我哋一定會咁樣做。咁頭先即係大家喺圖上面睇到嗰個部分咧，因為我諗喺到實際詳細設計考慮嗰度，我諗要好多功夫。原因咧，大家都應該記得我哋過往。關於啟德名渠個處理嗰度，我係三管齊下。第一樣嘢就係處理現有喺名渠下面嘅淤泥。第二就係上游落嚟嗰啲源頭嘅污染物，我哋頭先主席都提過啦，係政府都有個政策係，當然我哋都要處理上面，因為如果唔做上面嘅話咧，將來嗰個可持續性嗰個係有好大嘅問題。咁第三點咧，我哋記得我諗我哋之前提過話有個600缺口嗰樣嘢咧。咁呢個就正正係而家大家見到高都會公園坐喺個位嗰度嚟嘅，即係可能個模型上面大家睇得即係冇見到呢樣嘢。不過這個設計呢、這個PODP 咧係其實講緊有個600嘅缺口喺跑道上面。咁上面而家就有都會公園。咁如果下面即係上次我提過話呢、這個係有一個好似得個 deck 咁上下樣嘅嘢，即係遮翻住呢個缺口嘅。咁而家喺呢個 deck 上面有一個水體，我諗個設計上我真係要再作一個好詳細同認真的考慮先至可以做得到。不過當然咧，即係而家大家睇得到都似乎一個遠景，我哋希望都做得啲比較有特色啲嘅嘢。咁我諗所有呢啲係需要等到喺工程上面再睇得詳細啲，同埋就住啟德名渠嗰個解決個污染同環境嘅問題嗰個，我哋有一個比較明確啲嘅方向嘅時候咧，我諗我先喺呢方面再落啲功夫。好，唔該，主席。
我跟住下一個議題咧係個郵輪碼頭啊。咁呢個亦都係即係唯一而家成個啟德發展裏邊喺即係特首剛過兩個禮拜嘅施政報告裏邊提出過嘅一個發展項目啊。如果大家冇問題咧，就再第八個主題就係有關個郵輪碼頭附近嗰個旅遊區嘅用地。咁特別咧係喺個旅遊區裏邊有一個即係喺過往就冇 show 過出嚟嘅一個200米高嘅酒店連埋觀景台。咁大家有冇一啲意見咧？冇意見啊？阿 Kim 啊，係 Mason 啊。
阿主席，我都係我相信呢度會有啲意見，即係喺旅遊界喺度。咁但係喺而家呢個會，我諗需要多，即係我哋要翻去消化咗啲資訊咧，然之後或者in writing 咁答翻。
好啊，嚇 ，Kim，
多謝主席。其實睇翻酒店房間嗰度，佢就呢度寫咧有6300房啦。咁就咁我睇翻咧就我唔知佢呢啲係。呢啲酒店係個別會拍地賣啊，亦或係點樣去 dispose 嚇？咁因為喺附近已經有好多酒店都起唔成，因為補地價個問題嚇。我唔知佢會特別有優惠定點樣嚇。咁呢個亦都有個 demand supply 個問題啦，同埋嗰個政府嗰個對嗰個高地價政策嗰個問題嘅存在，有個衝擊喺度。咁喺另外佢引申到嗰、那個交通流量嗰個問題咧，同埋嗰個。其他配套設施嗰個要求咧係點樣去處理咧？咁就即係可以，如果睇顧問公司有冇去到咁仔細嗰個諗法。另外咧就你話到去200個 MPD 嗰度咧，咁就其實呢個就係、是、相對其他嗰個沿岸邊嗰、那個高度嚟講係似乎係特高咗少少，有啲係超級特權咁樣，變咗呢個樣嘅係會唔會政府有一個特別嘅諗法，或者特別嘅優惠呢一啲度去處理呢樣嘢咧？咁樣就想聽下呢個嘅意見。
其實呢個問題咧，就琴日喺城區委會都係有唔少委員係提出過嚟，咁我相信報紙亦都有個別報導過嘅。咁不如阿關生或者Raymond 可唔可以講講？就個構思原本是怎樣，還有呢都報告埋昨天在城規會裏面的一些意見。
主席，或者我作少少回應啦。就首先關於交通嗰度咧，即係我哋嗰、那個呢個修訂咗嘅發展大綱圖咧，亦都有做過即係初步嗰、那個交通評估嘅。咁我哋啲道路網啊各方面咧，亦都係即係配合咗。嗰、那個跑道嗰度嘅嗰個酒店同埋住宅或者旅遊區嗰個整個發展嘅，咁就對於嗰、那個即係話酒店200 MPD 嗰個問題咧，就主要咧我哋咧就喺第三階段嗰個公眾參與個活動裏邊咧，就收到有啲意見，就話應該要喺跑道尾咧就起一個即係觀光塔嘅形式咁樣，咁我哋咧就考慮咗個意見之外咧就。提議咧就話將間酒店個高度咧就放寬到200米，亦都希望咧喺酒店高層嘅地方咧就會有一個即係觀光廊嘅。咁我哋主要個諗法咧就兩方面，一方面咧就希望喺個地方咧就起一個即係地標式嘅建築物。第二方面咧就因為佢即係有200米咁高咧，就希望咧市民咧如果去到嗰、那個觀光嗰個廊嗰度咧就可以即係。盡覽維港兩岸嗰、那個景色咁樣噶，咁就喺正如頭先阿主席所講啦，就喺琴日個城規會度咧，有啲議員咧對於個高度咧就即係表示關注嘅，咁佢哋都提出咗一個方法，就話將酒店嘅建築物個高度咧，不如限制喺120米啊，120 MPD， 咁然後咧，如果係起嗰個觀光塔咧。就可以咧，就俾到佢起到200 MPD 咁樣嘅。咁呢個建議咧，就我哋咧就係初步咧都反應都係比較上即係積極少少，就希望即係再翻去再研究一下 咁然後咧遲啲咧就會再交翻俾城規會俾佢哋考慮咁樣嘅。多謝主席。
好，咁換句話講咧，即係翻去原本120。然後即係如果你想起多一個觀光塔咧，咁、那個觀光塔淨係觀光塔嗰部分啊，先至可以200嘅。You have a comment, Andrew?
From a point of, I mean, height itself is not the only issue about iconicism or about vantage point. The end of the Kai Tak Runway is a fantastic vantage point, just because of its location. The fact that you put a building up 120 metres or 200 metres is not necessarily going to enhance the view, you know, significantly. I think the height is probably less significant actually than the location itself. So the height issue then comes into, well, how does that impinge with the harbour planning principles? Mm-hmm. Does that height impinge on ridge lines? Does that height impinge on view corridors, etc.? So I think we should go back to look at the harbour planning principles. What did we set out to achieve in terms of harbour planning from a principle point of view up front, and does creating something of such magnitude in such a location impinge on those planning principles? I believe that having a lower building would not necessarily detract from the splendid view that was afforded from a view platform. So maybe 200 metres is not a magic number which is going to create something which, you know, is necessary over and above maybe a building that's even 80 metres tall, just because of the location of the end of the tip of the runway. It is so centrally located in the sort of the harbour that you do have splendid, almost 360 panoramic views. Thank you,
Tom. 多謝 Andrew 提醒我哋個 Harbour Planning Principle。咁但亦都提咗另外一個問題咧，就係有關個位置啊 ，location 啊。如果以現在建議嗰個位置咧，就係喺個跑道即係郵輪碼頭後邊嘅酒店群裏邊咧嘅一個觀光塔。咁嗰度就似乎都應該要起高啲先睇到啊。因為佢唔係喺個海旁，原本即係有意見提出嚟嘅嗰個尖端嗰度。咁但係點解擺喺嗰度呢？就因為咧我而家要跳一跳去你第十個主題咧，就係個直升機場啊。就因為咧跑道嘅末端咧係要預留做一個直升機嘅停機坪。咁所以咧就個觀光塔主可以搬入去比較裏面一啲嘅位置。咁如果個觀光塔擺喺個直升機場嗰度咧，就分鐘好似 Andrew 話齋，唔一定200米都已經好靚㗎啦。咁所以即係其實嗰個觀光塔嘅位置同埋個直升機場嗰度咧係都有啲關係。咁大家對於個保留直升機場係有啲乜嘢意見有冇啊？咁呢個亦都係剛才顧問提出嘅時候咧，就話喺呢個主題上面係公眾有比較分歧嘅意見嘅。咁想睇下委員會冇其他嘅意見啊？係，然後我就去到即係翻轉頭另外一個嘅主題咧，就係個 runway percent， 即係個跑道中間嗰啲土地嘅利用啦。咁而家嘅意見咧就係即係跑道中間裏邊咧就將佢分開左右兩邊啊。或者即係東北同埋西南兩邊，一邊就係一排酒店，另外就係一排嘅住宅。咁大家亦都可以即係bear that in mind 啊。我哋原來高估咗十樣嘢㗎啦。咁第十一樣咧就係個 monorail。即係 any views？Kim 嚇，
多謝主席。其實我哋睇到咧，個 monorail 會唔會本身已經係一個 nuisance 嚟嘅，一個 noise nuisance。仲有你係行車嘅時候咧，仲有呢個夜晚照明嗰度咧，因為呢啲屋就住宅，我諗睇到都唔係咁高嘅，其實好接近，同似土瓜灣啲 highway 從啲側邊咁近嗰啲。咁呢個又會唔會係一個有一個敗筆之處咧？咁呢樣嘢會可能要再諗。咁我哋都睇唔到除咗呢個 apartment 之外咧，或者做其他啲 servicing 嘅宿舍之外，就呢度點樣去賣咯？呢度要困難啲咯，古怪啲，唔該你。
咁當然咧，呢個 monorail 而家只係一個概念啊。但係或者而家都問一問咧，就假如真係要發展個 monorail 咧，使唔使做環境影響評估㗎？要嘅啊。
我哋只喺呢個規劃圖上邊咧，就預留咗一個所謂嘅一個 reserve。咁我諗亦都係即係回應翻即係公眾嗰個意見啦。咁因為政府亦都係有需要咧，對於呢個咁嘅建議再作更深一步嗰個研究。咁但係喺而家呢個即係土地用途嘅規劃上面嚟講咧，我哋係留咗個 reserve 喺度，亦都係即係正面去回應咗呢一個公眾嗰個要求，即係政府係會繼續深入去睇呢一個咁嘅 monorail 嘅建議。
我諗如果係從規劃角度咧，你就預留咗就好過即係而家。已經即做咗第二樣嘢先啊！咁你就算唔係 monorail 咧，你可能有第二種 environmentally friendly mode of transport 啊，咁係都係需要考慮嘅。第十二樣咧就係、是、去觀塘嗰條橋啊。咁剛才就即係 Mr. Dennis Lee 都提過下個填海嗰個問題啊，咁係需要將來去考慮嘅。第十三個即係最後一個啊。孫先生提出的主題就是 connectivity， 即是與社區的聯繫。那在這幾方面大家有沒有意見呢？好，最後那三個就是剛才我提過的，就是一些文化用途、水體的用處和個市區重建。Mason 啊，
多謝主席。咁咧就呢度有少少建議可以考慮一下咧，就關於個 connectivity 同埋嗰個文化嗰個演繹方面嘅。咁其實咧就可能要引闊少少嗰個西 boundary 去考慮咧，因為喺翻啟德附近咧，就喺個啟德個西入邊本身有一個 opportunity， 就係個宋皇台公園啦。咁但喺個周邊咧，亦都有兩個一啲有朝代性嘅一啲主題性嘅公園，就包括咗九龍寨城公園同埋就嚟會開嘅智蓮出面嗰個南蓮園池啦，咁樣咁變咗已經代表咗三個朝代嚇。咁就若果我哋將呢啲比較有主題性嘅一啲公園加埋，我哋有兩個比較大型嘅一個主題街道，即係 connect with 個舊嘅新蒲崗啊，同埋九龍城區啊咁樣。咁若果將即係其實我想帶出一個用朝代性嘅演繹方法咧，去表達一啲一啲地方嘅。咁變咗我哋如果就咁數落去咧，就有唐代嘅呢個南蓮園池啦，咁亦都有清嘅呢個九龍寨城公園，亦都宋皇台公園咁。咁係爭咗咧係明朝，咁或者中間有個元朝咁樣。咁如果係話一啲地下街道嗰個安排用一啲朝代性嘅主題去演繹或者表達嘅時候咧，就可能由唐代到清朝咧，即係由唐朝到清朝嘅一啲地標或者喺個 landmark feature 嗰個演繹嘅時候咧，可以交代到咧喺嗰個喺我哋香港嘅文化或者喺即係中國嘅文化咧，可能喺呢度可以即係演繹得好一啲，或者帶出一個主題性啦。咁喺將來個旅遊方面嗰個賣點可能會強一啲，亦都可以交代到一個市民大眾嘅一個訴求咁樣嚇。多謝主席。
好多謝阿洪先生。我或者我都俾個意見啊，就係我覺得呢一點咧就規劃署可以再考慮一下喺做個 OECP 嘅時候，固然嗰個細節咧就係一個執行嘅問題啊，就唔一定係規劃。土地利用的問題，但是在個大主題那裡就由於的確在幾個階段的公眾參與裡面是都頗為突出的，即很多人是看這個怎樣將它的文化帶到出來，所以在將來去所謂即向公眾介紹或者是 sell 這個 OECP 的時候，即這個主題就即應該是一個需要加強一點去重視的主題來的。
多謝主席。實際上咧，那個修訂嘅發展大綱圖咧，我哋就另外有一個附帶嘅文件嘅，喺嗰、那個即係比較橙色面個文件嘅第廿一頁嘅之後咧，實際上即係除咗嗰個行人那個道路網絡啊之外咧，接駁嘅網絡之外咧，喺個圖嘅右上角咧，亦都有一個即係建議嘅文物徑啊、單車徑咁嘅詳細嘅圖嘅。咁就我諗我都即係贊成啊，主席嗰個方法就話，實際上我哋喺呢啲介紹嗰個修訂圖嗰方面咧，實際上喺文物呢方面咧，可能即係應該有啲咁嘅著墨，咁即係等先，即係呢個亦都係一個即係我哋回應市民嗰個嘅意見嚇。多謝主席。
好。嗱，咁我哋 cover 曬嗰十六個題目，咁最後一個提出咧就係剛才都有人提到係嗰個 phasing 啊 ，implementation， 我都咪係 Joe 提出嚟嘅，即係執行呢個圖嘅時候 嗰、那個邊樣做先，邊樣做後嘅嗰個問題，或者呢方面政府有冇得可以大概俾個印象俾我哋啊？關生，
係主席，就政府依家嗰個即係優先嗰個項目咧，就我諗大家都知道啦。咁第一個就係嗰、那個。即係郵輪碼頭啦，咁就政府都希望咧就可以盡快即係展開呢項嗰個發展。另外一個咧就係一 A 一 B 地盤嗰、那個公屋發展，因為亦都打咗裝㗎啦，咁房屋署咧亦都要希望咧可以盡快開工嘅。咁至於其他嗰個項目咧，我諗喺我哋跟住一個下一個階段咧，工程檢討嗰度咧就。
大概俾個印象俾我哋啊，關生。
係主席，就政府依家嗰個即係優先嗰個項目咧，就我諗大家都知道啦。咁第一個就係嗰、那個即係郵輪碼頭啦。咁就政府都希望咧就可以盡快即係展開呢項嗰個發展。另外一個咧就係一 A 一 B 地盤嗰、那個公屋發展，因為亦都打咗裝㗎啦，咁房屋署咧亦都要希望咧可以盡快開工嘅。咁至於其他嗰個項目咧，我諗喺我哋跟住一個下一個階段咧，工程檢討嗰度咧就會即係詳細咧就係即係列出每一個項目嗰、那個嗰、那個發展嗰、那個嗰、那個時間表啦。因為點解咧？因為擴展處嗰個同事咧就。要就住呢啲咁嘅發展咧，就要興建一啲基建嚟嘅，啊啲道路啊、渠啊，或者供水啊，咁各方面咧要配合呢啲咁嘅發展嘅。咁我諗喺下一步咧，就有關政府政策局啊同部門咧就會坐低咧詳細咧就作出一個明確嘅嗰個發展嗰個時間表啦嚇。多謝主席。
大家就發展和其他議題還有沒有意見提出呢？Mason
主席多謝，咁都係想問返嗰個 development phasing 嗰樣嘢。剛才關生提到就話 cruise terminal 會有個 priority 啦，咁亦都會盡快會去做咁樣。咁但係其實報章呢都有啲報道呢就話第一個郵輪碼頭呢有機會喺OCP within 2007，如果真係 set 到咁樣嘅時候呢，就 target 會係08開始開工，2012呢就第一個 cruise 個 berth 呢就會係 ready 咁樣。咁呢個 timeline 係坊間嘅傳聞啦，還是都係有些少準確性，因為其實都牽涉到喺個社會上其他嘅 cruise terminal 嘅 arrangement 或者 cruise business 個 planning 各方面呢都有一啲指導性嘅作用，咁變咗這個 timing 其實都重要的。多謝主席。
或者政府可不可以解釋一下呢，就在個發展，即是想做那個發展呢，個程序上面是由個圖一刊登了出來之後，是即刻就可以申請做發展，因為要等多久才可以落實？
主席，即係我多謝大家即係關注郵輪碼頭嘅發展咧。我諗咧政府咧應該就好快咧就就住郵輪碼頭嘅發展嘅時間表啊，嗰、那個詳細嘅安排情況點樣咧，會有一個公佈嘅，或者我哋俾少少耐性，應該有好快有公佈啦嚇。多謝主席。
但係我意思咧係即係喺個法定程序上邊啊，即係你係個圖登咗出嚟之後咧，就可以即係。根據那個圖有得申請，因為要去完全批曬之後，即係經過曬成個程序之後，先至可以發展嘅。
主席，我諗你都相當熟悉嗰、那個我哋嗰、那個即係規劃嗰個程序啦。咁我哋就即係希望盡快咧，就喺下個月咧就將嗰個修訂咗嘅分區嘅大綱圖咧就刊登憲報嘅。咁就公眾有兩個月嘅時間咧，就可以就住即係啟德嘅每一項發展咧，提出佢哋嘅意見。咁意見當然包括咗反對意見同埋贊成嗰個意見嘅。咁就理論上嚟講咧，如果係郵輪碼頭嘅發展喺呢兩個月時間咧，冇收到任何即係反對意見咧，理論上嚟講咧，就可以展開其他嗰個程序㗎啦。咁如果係有反對意見嘅，咁我哋咧就會喺九個月之內咧。 就會處理咗呢啲咁嘅意見，然後咧就會呈交我哋嗰份圖咧，嗰份分區嘅大樓圖咧，俾行政長官會同行政會議咧就嚟核准。咁核准咗之後咧，然後先進行其他個程序咁樣嘅嚇。多謝主席。
洪先生明白咯。OK， 好。我諗我站在委員會嘅角度咧，就喺個即係先後次序嗰度咧，我頭先係想提一點咧，就由於而家成個啟德嘅規劃咧係一個發展嘅規劃嚟嘅，即係你有發展經濟活動啦，亦都有發展個大嘅生活空間啦，同埋個 park 都要發展噶嘛。咁但係咧就由於我哋係共建維港委員會啊，即係我哋係 Harbourfront Enhancement 嘅 committee， 咁所以個委員會都希望咧喺個發展過程裏面咧係可以先見到一啲 Harbourfront Enhancement 啊。咁即係咧就唔係淨係發展咗即係裏面嘅嘢啊，即係譬如咧，如果發展郵輪碼頭咧，就唔係淨係發展嗰個碼頭，而係碼頭側邊附近有所謂優化維港，即係 enhance 維港嘅嘢去發展咗先。咁我諗呢個係我哋委員會亦都希望見到嘅一樣啊。咁想請問即係政府同事或者係大家非官方嘅委員長有冇其他嘅意見？就呢份嘅revised 嘅圖，Andrew。
Chairman, I certainly support your view on the harbourfront enhancements. I think for the assuming that the cruise terminal goes ahead, then clearly transporting people from the cruise terminal into the heart of Hong Kong will predominantly be done by road, and clearly you don't want to be driving those people through an entire construction site for a period of maybe 10-15 years. So clearly doing some harbourfront enhancements along the runway, or at least along one side of the runway, whilst other construction works proceed, would be advantageous. That would provide at least some measure of beautification and enhancement of the waterfront, which acts as a conveyancing route for people coming from the cruise terminal, and also an initial enhanced area for people in the general public to access. Thank you.
如果大家冇其他意見咧，就我哋去其他事項，即係議程嘅最後一項。